Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Confucius, 6th century BCE to 5th century BCE. What is necessary is to rectify names. I welcome Lance Gatling of Nexial Research, the Substack page for Lance's observations of Confucius' remark is Kano Chronicles, K-A-N-O Chronicles, all one, .substack.com. Lance, congratulations. You've helped me understand what we've been living through since the pandemic, at least, which is that names were inarticulate, out of place, false. What is necessary is to rectify names. Please understand that we need to follow Confucius very carefully. This is a man who is wise and useful 2,000 years later. What does it mean, what is necessary is to rectify names, and how does it apply immediately to Donald Trump, to the executive orders, and especially the executive order, there are two sexes, male and female. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I'm so glad that you found it useful. It was compelling to me, the story in the Lun Yu, the ancient book, the Confucian core of Confucian teaching called the Analects in English, is that the Duke of Wei and Confucius have talked about Confucius helping the Duke of Wei govern the state of Wei, which neighbors Confucius' home in Lu, which is in eastern China. And Confucius is approached by one of his primary students, who goes by multiple names, but he calls him Yu, Yu, who asks Confucius, well, that the Duke has said he's ready for you. He's ready for you to come and help govern Wei. What do you intend to do as your first step as the new advisor to the ruler of Wei to rule this neighboring state? Confucius responds, I must rectify the names. That the first step is the rectification of names, and that's the informal title given that chapter of the Analects. And Confucius' student is surprised and says, You've obviously made a mistake. What does this mean? Why do you worry about what names mean? And in this instance, names mean titles, positions. They're nouns to describe things. And Confucius is primarily concerned about the morality and the activity of a moral government. And Confucius says that everything flows from the beginning, from the basic words, and the words must be rectified. They are not being used correctly now, and he must rectify the names of things in order that everything else works. When the names are not correct, then nothing flows well, nothing works.
If names be not correct, language is not in accordance with the truth of things. I translate that as, language is inarticulate. What we've observed these last years is the political force imposing upon all of us a language that is at heart false language. You're obliged, because it was, I think the understanding was politically correct once, and later on it was understood as woke, you're obliged to use woke language. Routinely, I've received correspondence from younger people, publicists at publishing firms, and invariably, after their names, they put in parentheses she, her, or he, her, him. Or I've never received a they, them, but I understand they exist. It puzzled me profoundly. What was going on here? Why did this happen? And what I see is that that was a ceremonial way of acknowledging that things were out of order, but that this power was more important than my eyes, my ears, or tradition. I'm presuming that's what Confucius was addressing, that the reason you are disturbed and need help is because the language is disordered. I'm translating, Lance. I'm asking for your help. Our language was disordered perhaps since the pandemic, maybe before. Is that a fair generalization of what we're learning?
Well, I certainly believe that that's what President Trump believes. One of his first executive orders told the U.S. government to stop using gender terminology, to stop discussions of gender, and to revert to the ancient ways, as you would, from the time of Confucius and beyond. Thousands of years ago, there was sex. There were men and there were women, male, female sex. That's it. And all other discussions have been ordered by President Trump, to my understanding, through an executive order to stop. And if you look at the vast materials that have been developed in the United States over the past several years, where progressives have pushed these notions of multiple genders, and people have tried to understand what it meant for their for justice. If in fact there are multiple genders, what does that mean for justice? What does that mean for administration? And what Confucius said, if the language is not in accordance with the truth of things, it cannot be in accordance with the truth of things. It is not, if it is not true, if it is not true to reality. Affairs cannot be carried on to success. And if the affairs mean business, they mean the business of governance, the business of society, how people react to each other, how they work together, how they carry on their daily lives. And everything builds from that, proprieties and music and punishments, and nothing works. The government doesn't work. The society doesn't work unless the language is correct. And this is why Confucius says that he has to, in fact, rectify the names.
Yes, if properties in music do not flourish, I seize on music. At first, that threw me. I didn't understand what music is part of this. But you point to the Kennedy Center. How do you interpret the latest news that Mr. Trump has replaced the head of Kennedy Center with himself? How does that fit into this story?
President Trump has, whether through study of these matters or perhaps innately understands it, he believes that the use of the Kennedy Center to have what shall we call it? Avant-garde, non-standard entertainment, such as transvestite activities and entertainment in the Kennedy Center, is simply inappropriate. I think this would be very understood by Confucius, say in the notion that this is this venue is an element, is a manifestation of the state. It's not just a private venue where people are still welcome to do whatever they wish. He had noted that in fact was inappropriate for the nation's showpiece theater. The nation pays for that. The government, the people pay the government, and the government is paying for that. And is that a thing that is widely, is that a place that should be addressed like that? And Trump has come down firmly on the notion that that will not stand. And that is a showcase for America, and it will be changed directly. So in Confucian thought, the music is not simply music. It is the entertainment, the soft, the diversions of the people. And they also must be, in that Confucian thought, to be correct and within certain boundaries, and they cannot go too far astray, or they can have a deleterious effect on society.
Lance Gatling, Kano Chronicles, KANO Chronicles.substack.com. Confucius, What is necessary is to rectify names. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.